What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Tour of Old Town in Warsaw, which is in Poland, and my final thoughts on Ukraine. So, by the way, guys, this Costa Coffee over here, their internet sucks cock. Hopefully it was a me problem for today, but man, their internet was so freaking slow, man. I couldn't really get any work done, and you know, $5 a cup of coffee. But I do have to admit, for $5.44 American cents, big old cup of coffee, they put extra caffeine in there because I was hella sleepy coming off the freaking bus after 16 hours of traveling from freaking, you know, Kiev all the way here. And then, you know, border, we stayed like 4 or 5 hours at the border. Some guy, unfortunately, overstayed his visa. So they held the whole bus for like 2 hours until they I don't know, did nigger shit with him or dumb shit like that. Anyways, so I'm here in Old Town Warsaw, like I said. All I did, guys, was I went to the airport, and for about a dollar and some change, I hopped on bus number 175, and I came here, and I'm gonna take bus 175, God willing, back to the airport. It's exactly a 35-minute ride from... it's a 35-minute ride from the airport to here and vice versa. So all of you guys out there, man, if you come to Old Town, or you want to come to Old Town and you're in Warsaw, just hop on bus 175, which is outside of the arrival. It's literally between Terminal 1 and 2. So between Terminal 1 and 2, you can find bus 175. It's gonna cost you $1.10. Hop on that, and 35 minutes later, you'll be here, okay? We are right on the river. The river is gonna be on the right-hand side. So hopefully we'll walk our way to the river. Hard Rock Cafe is over there. Obviously, you know, if you eat out here, you're gonna get ripped off. It is what it is, but it's still cheaper than America, okay? So let's see what's out here. Yeah, there's the river. Can you guys, it's so freaking, it's hazy and cloudy, but I don't know if you guys can see it, but that's the river over there. Unfortunately, it is what it is, dudes. They got Christmas celebrations going on. Again, Hard Rock Cafe, Carrefour Express over there, you know. We do have Carrefour in Egypt. You know, Carrefour pretty much takes all the garbage a country has, puts it under one roof, and like jacks up the price on you. You know, I'd take Walmart over Carrefour any day of the week. So, weather is nice. You know, I got my $400 jacket. Have to admit, it's keeping me warm. You know, Poland ain't bad. If you're making, I'd say, at least $2,000 a month, you'll do fine here. If you're doing $1,000 a month, you'll do fine in Ukraine. So let's talk a little bit about Ukraine and my final thoughts about Ukraine. All right, guys. So as you guys probably know by now, I'm in love with Ukraine. There's something mystical, magical about Ukraine. I can't put my finger on it, but there's some sort of special feeling Ukraine has that honestly I can't, I have not had that feeling anywhere else in the world, you know. McDonald's over there, you know, always McDonald's, you know. I mean, I don't eat that shit in America like hell I'm gonna eat that shit overseas, you know. But yeah, man, no matter where you go in the world, there's McDonald's right there, you know. So, something about Ukraine, I don't know what it is. Maybe there's an energy field. Maybe there's something going on, you know. Kind of, you know, maybe it's a Jew thing. This is why Lviv eventually will become new Tel Aviv, like the man inside on MGTOW TV said. Yeah, guys. Yeah, I made up my mind. Look, I traveled all over the world, okay? I have not been back to Egypt in 5 years. Look, I can actually hop on a plane right now from the airport. I could be in Egypt in 4 hours, guys. Okay, guys? And I could be swimming in the Red Sea today if I wanted to. Okay, but I have zero intentions of ever going back to Egypt. Now, not saying that I will never ever not go back to Egypt. I'm simply stating that I really don't care, man. You know, after Ukraine, guys, I just don't care about Colombia. I don't care about Latin America. I told you guys I have a return ticket to Ukraine on June 10th. However, I do actually plan on going back to Ukraine probably as early as next month, you know. So that goes to show you guys that for me, Ukraine is it. I actually have I actually have documents from a lawyer, Ukrainian lawyer, to get my residency in Ukraine. You know, look, Pizza Hut. No matter where you go, you got McDonald's, you got Pizza Hut, you got Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know, I think this is the tail end of Old Town. You know, we're just walking around having fun, that's all. Let's make a U-turn and go back. The bus is behind us anyways. My plane leaves at like 1. So, gate closes at 12:10. So that means I have to be at the airport by 11. I only have my backpack, so I don't have to check anything in. I already checked online. So if I leave here by 10, 10:15, even if I leave here by 10:30 with the bus 175, I'd still be there, you know, 11, maybe a little bit after 11, God willing. And, you know, I'd say a full hour just to go through security and get to my gate will be perfect. After that, I'm gonna go to Oslo. Should I hang around? I'm just gonna keep walking down this area. This is Old Town. I was gonna go down there just to see what's going on, but let's keep on walking down this way. I was actually walking, I came here, guys, at like 6 in the morning. The sun did not come out until 7:30, you know. So I wanted to do a video for you when I got here early in the morning when the sun was coming out, but it was so cloud, but it was so hazy and foggy like this. I'm like, my freaking cheap ass camera, you know, my camera at night isn't really that good. I mean, this is a fucking iPhone 2 or an iPhone SE, whatever it is. Not to mention I dropped it and I broke the back of the camera, so that causes, you know, glare when there's a night. But oh well, guys, so right now it's perfectly fine. So for some reason, guys, the sun doesn't come out until 7:30 here in Europe. It probably goes down by 5 o'clock. I'm sure that's normal. You guys, you European guys are saying that's normal. Probably is normal, but yeah, Poland is nice. It's all right. I'm just not feeling it, you know. I'm really not feeling Poland. Yeah, Ukraine, guys. Something about Ukraine that makes me want to go back there again and again and again, you know. I could have gotten residency in Colombia. I could have gotten residency in Mexico. But now I'm like Ukraine. I already took the first few steps to get my residency in Ukraine. I didn't I did take a step getting my residency in Mexico. I went to the consulate in Orlando. They told me, well, you know, you just have to write a letter from your own company stating that you work for your company. And I'm like, that's some nigger shit. And the guy's like, look, man, I don't care, but that's what they want back in Mexico, you know, formal paperwork. And I'm like, I'll get back to you, but nah. I'm sticking with Ukraine, guys. And plane tickets are so freaking cheap. You guys out there watching this video, especially if you live in America, Norse Airways, N-O-R-S-E, Norse Airways. They'll pretty much take you anywhere from America. I don't know about Canada, but they'll pretty much take you anywhere from America, whether you're New York, Miami, LAX. And once they get you over the pond into the European Union, boom, shaka-laka-laka-laka-laka, you can hop on a plane and for a couple of dollars, you can travel all over the European Union, okay? So, for example, I'm looking at a ticket from Miami to Oslo for $172 end of February. So, for $172, I'm in Oslo. Then hop on a plane for $10, $20, and then boom, shaka-laka-laka-laka, I'm in Poland, whether it's Warsaw here again or Krakow. You know, my main concern, guys, is kebab shops, you know. I'm going to show you. So you guys have to keep in mind, man. This is like old town. So yeah, you're gonna get ripped off. But again, by American standards, it's hella cheap. Let's see if I can get you some prices. Just remember, whatever price you see, divide by 4. You see, guys, my honest problem with Ukraine now is that the bus is a bitch. Taking a bus and then, you know, having an issue at the freaking, border, where you have wait 4, 5, 6 hours for border to clear everybody. It's like, come on, man. You know, I'm really hoping that Ukraine opens. What the hell am I stepping on? I'm really, really hoping that Ukraine opens one of its airports, okay? Obviously, I think this is coffee over here. Just remember, whatever price you see, divide by 4. Like, for example, this 20, that's $5, okay? Western Union, USD, you know, so how much is that? Today we sell, one of our money is 433 of their money. Yeah, I think one about $1 is like $4.33 of their money. So I'm really hoping that Ukraine opens one of its airports, you know, that way we don't have to do this nigger shit and like wait at border control for like 4 or 5 hours, man. Let's see if I can see any prices here. Oh, there's the prices. All right, so traditional Polish sour rye soup, it's 24 of their money. Divide that by 4, actually a little bit over 4. That's like what, $6? So this is $6. This here large potato pancake with mushrooms and goulash, 42. That's like what, 7, 8, 10. That's like, this is like $10. You know, this is for you pork eating people out there. How much is that? Wait a second. Is that $11.59? Why is this cheaper than that? I don't know. Maybe you guys can tell me. What the hell is that? This is about, this is well under $8, okay? This is under $8 over here. Honestly, if this place was open, they're not gonna open until 11. By that time, I have to be in the airport. You know, again, this over here is also about a little bit over $8. You know, even though they're ripping you off because this is old town, you just have to keep in mind that even by American standards, it's still cheap. So, man, I avoid Americans overseas like the plague. You got Asian food? Buy one, get one for only $15.99 for 15. So I guess for 40 plus 15, we're about, what, $13-$14. You get this over here. You get a full soup, two of them for like $14-$15. That sounds like a decent deal if you ask me. You know, it's a nice hotel, restaurant. Again, this is a an Asian eatery. I think they're open, but, you know, you're not going to go to Poland and eat, like, Vietnamese stuff, you know? You guys can, you know, pause this and look at the menu. Again, everything you see, divide by 4, a little bit over 4. For example, this over here, this Tom, whatever it is, for 45, divide that by 4, it's like $11. I mean, they have it in Polish. Oh, they got some English in there. So this is a lunch menu set. I guess this is a special during lunch. Tuesday, you get chicken soup. Tom Yum chicken soup for about $7.50, $8 on Tuesday. Buy any dessert and get a coffee for like 5 of their money, which is like $1 and some change. Again, guys, this is old town Warsaw, so yeah, they're probably gonna rip you off, but again, by American standards, we're good. What do we have here? Hmm. again, divide by four. You guys can pause this all you want later on. Whipped cream, chocolate topping. That's like, what, $3? So, what I was telling you guys out there is that when it comes to Ukraine, man, there is something special about Ukraine. Every expat I've ever spoken to, they're like, we're staying in Ukraine, man. There's something about Ukraine that's special. I can't put my finger on it, guys. You know, it's not just a Jew thing. Even non-Jews love Ukraine. So, you know, believe it or not, they actually had this in Ukraine. This is like a wine bar. I actually been to that place in Ukraine. You know, they got non-alcoholic drinks in there. And they don't got prices out here, but that's